welcome back to the Singles Sessions podcast.
Woo, welcome.
We are the podcast by singles for singles.
Yes, girl.
And Cindy, I just have to applaud you. We had an amazing Valentine's Day. We actually were celebrating our 1 year anniversary of our podcast.
Yes.
But you actually launched an amazing DVD series called She Is Single, She Is Strong.
Yay.
And had a party to celebrate it. And it was well attended. Hundreds of ladies.
It was so much fun.
It was
fun.
Great. It was so good. So those of you that do listen and were a part, I mean, you can attest to the fact of what a great night we had, but we also are excited to share this DVD series with you,
yeah.
Which is available, well, pre-order, right?
Yep, pre-order is available now.
So where would they go to purchase that or pre-order that?
I say for now, our Instagram would probably be the best place.
Awesome. That's yeah. Just she is single _ she is strong.
That's it.
Sweet.
Yeah, yes.
It was great. And so on the heels of that, we have a great interview podcast episode to share with you today,
yeah.
Which is an interview that you did for Fashioned Magazine, mm-hmm. with Joanna Hernandez,
yes.
The bridal designer for Glaudy, mm-hmm. at her studio in Beverly Hills, right?
Yeah.
So we're excited to share this with you, and she was actually one of our featured speakers,
yes.
at the She Is Single, She Is Strong launch on Friday night.
Yes.
Great job.
Great job. It's so encouraging, yeah. and so inspiring, you know, single woman in her 30s. Already
going
just
for
making
it.
Going for it with
yeah.
everything she has,
Woo.
And just making a huge dent in mm-hmm. the designer world, for sure in the bridal
yeah.
world. But it's just inspiring to see, you know, where she came from and where
right.
she is, and yet she's just still has this, you know, love for people and is very down to earth and
very
real.
Down to earth. I mean,
yeah.
there was not a stuffy bone. In
so
her
refreshing.
Body.
So
not,
refreshing.
She has no pretenses.
Mm-hmm.
She's not put on any air. She is real as they come.
yeah.
And so, and she's real about her faith too. I mean, she talks about, you know, Bible
God
studies.
Is fab, yeah.
Yeah, doing Bible studies out of her bridal salon right there in Beverly Hills. So we're excited for you to hear from her. Her
mm-hmm.
talk with Cindy, I think, will be inspiring and enriching to you. So we look forward to having you listen and then joining us again on the next round. We love you. Thank you so much for investing your time with us. We look forward to bringing you lots of more fun and insightful conversations regarding singlehood
yes.
and all that goes with it. So
enjoy the show.
Bye.
Today with me, we have the designer and the founder of Glaudy Hat and Couture. Welcome, Joanna Hernandez. How are you doing?
I'm so happy to be here, and I'm just so excited because, you know, I was telling you I work so much.
Yes.
That when we were doing our photo shoot for the cover of Fashion Magazine, I was like, wait, I forgot how I look because I work so much.
Girl, you look so good, and you are a hard
you.
Worker, and your all of your hard work has so paid off.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, in fact, we're here right now interviewing her from her new store, her second store,
mm-hmm.
now in Beverly Hills. How does it feel?
You know, I feel very accomplished. It's definitely a new challenge.
Yeah.
Like now, because I'm here, now I'm global.
Yes.
You know, everyone comes from all over the world to Beverly Hills Rodeo Drive. We're neighbors here. So it's just a new project for sure. And I'm really
yes.
excited to take on and just to grow, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I feel like if God put me here, it's for a reason. And I hope I'm really excited about what's next for 2020.
Yeah. God has some amazing things for you
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for just sharing and speaking into our audience and to our listeners. So I want to talk about a few things, you know. First of all, everything that you've done is just like, we're looking around and we're saying everything is so gorgeous.
Thank
like
you.
It just sparkles, and you see the detail of all of your design, the intricacies of it all. When did you know that you wanted to be a designer?
For me, it came, I always had it in me because my parents, they used to work in factories sewing, and my mom made me dresses, and my aunt and my grandmother did also.
Mm-hmm.
So I always was... It was probably always something that I had in my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, getting dresses made, my mom measuring me, I'm drawing little dresses. But I never knew, like, this was a career.
Wow.
Because my parents are just, like, regular jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, lower than, like, minimum wage.
Okay.
For sure. They're just, like, sewers. So, at like, when I went to fit them at 19 right after high school, and I had a passion for making women feel beautiful.
Mm.
And it just kind of happened. God gave me that opportunity where it was supposed to be an internship. I got hired as a head designer. And then from there, I tried to not start as an assistant again, and I couldn't. God would put me as a designer.
Wow.
So until now, I have my own business now for 9 years. And it was all like, it's
wow.
a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total God thing.
So you launched Glaudy 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And 9 years later, you just opened your second shop in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. So I launched in 2011. So would that be 9 years or 8 years?
That would be 8 years.
Okay, 8 years.
Yeah. Okay. Still, wow, that's amazing. Well, congratulations. Mm-hmm. And it was so exciting to be a part of your ribbon cutting ceremony. I mean, that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see the hand of God on you and your store, and just seeing how really you have truly impacted the lives of so many of the women that were here celebrating your special day. It was
yeah.
so wonderful. And they all said the same thing. It was like, not one person had anything negative to say about you.
Thank you.
Because of who you are. And I really believe that emanates from the inside out.
Yeah.
Because you really do, you love, because you love the love that you have for the Lord.
Thank you.
You know, can you talk to us a little bit about your relationship with God and how it has helped you be where you are today and who you are today?
So I'm super close to Jesus, like super duper, like it's crazy. But at the same time, it's a relationship. So it's like, sometimes it's high, sometimes it's low, sometimes it's
sure.
like, I don't think it's ever non-existent for sure.
Yeah.
So like, I feel, I'm always talking to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I feel like I'm not a religious person. So the way I speak to him is just every day. Like I don't
yeah.
like go in prayer for like 2 hours and not get out of my house and stuff like that. But I just talk to him like every day
yeah.
and, all the time. So
yes.
for me, the relationship with God is, he's like my best friend.
Mm-hmm. I love
he's,
that.
He's my dad, you
yes.
know?
Yes, yeah.
And
maybe your husband even for a little
yeah.
bit.
It's so weird how like people say he's my husband. That's the part where I think I'm having a challenge with for
yeah.
God to be my husband. That's weird. You know, I just think everyone says that. I'm just like, I don't know. That's like my dad. Like, I do not want to marry my dad. But I guess I need to get to that part
yeah.
because they do say like we're
yeah.
like the bride. The real church is the bride of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. The husband part, it's complicated. But he's really, so he's giving me everything. Everything I put my heart and mind into, it comes true all
I
the
love
time.
That. Yeah.
And I think it's because I follow the commandments, you know, I try to follow them as much as I can.
Yeah.
But I think I always try to be honest and loving and kind
yes.
to people. And I have a lot of integrity.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And you have a strong work ethic too.
Yeah.
You know?
I got it from my parents because they worked like 3 jobs when I was a kid.
Wow.
And we never had anything missing for us. So I'm
mm-hmm.
just like, I want to do that too. And it's good, but it's bad sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Because mm-hmm.
I feel like we're so into this fashion world. And then, like I was telling you, yesterday I went to a city called Corona.
Mm-hmm.
And life is different out there, right?
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I live in the bubble. You
yeah.
know? Like, I'm here in Beverly Hills in LA with this bougie life. And then out there's like this calm, peaceful life that I don't even see because I'm like in this fashion world, you know?
Yes. So talk to me. Now that we're talking about fashion, you just came back from Paris Fashion Week. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
yeah.
what year was that for you?
That was amazing. So I went back. I've been doing 4 seasons now.
Okay, wow.
At the Ritz Paris, and that was a dream come true. I'm the first Salvadoran to ever show
Girl.
In Paris. So I'm the history
Woo!
Of that country. And I'm one of the only Latinas that shows there, too. So I'm just like, I feel like I'm opening doors like Rosa Parks and Martha Luther King.
Yes.
Literally not from opening the store here to that. And I want my brand to be for everyone. You know, I named
yes.
it Glaudy after my mom to show that it came from hard work. It's not just me saying I want to be a designer and make pretty dresses. Like, I want to provide jobs. I want to open doors for more people to see that. And honestly, today I was thinking, like, Latinos are the best, or the people of diversity, like the what is it called? The, how do people say it? I think, like, people of color
mm-hmm.
are the best in sewing, you know, here in the United States, and they don't get highlighted.
Wow.
And I'm just like, hello, people, like, let's get it together, like, that's, like, you know, I need to show
yes.
off how talented we are.
Amen.
And I feel like they're always in the factory sewing, no one knows, and people get the credit for them, like designers, and I'm just like, no, I want to show that, you
yeah.
know, I came from a sewer, you
yes.
know, like, these people are so talented,
yes.
and I want to show that, you know?
I love that. That's so good. What would you say to somebody who, you know, maybe they have a desire a little bit to design or,
mm-hmm.
yeah, to design or to sew, but they don't, you know, they don't even know where to start? What would be the first thing that you would have them do?
I think they just need to start. And just to start where they are
yeah,
and start, stop being in their head
mm-hmm.
and just do it.
Yeah.
And then just show it on Instagram, dress your family members. It starts with the people around you. Stop trying to be going to Paris right now instead, just focus on now, because it'll come. Like, it took me 15 years to get to Paris, you know?
Yes.
So I think it'll come.
Yeah, I totally agree. Very good. And then what would you say to somebody, just, you know, they have dreams in their heart? It's probably the same principle. They have dreams in their heart. Maybe they don't want to be a designer, but they have a heart to be a photographer or be a singer, or maybe they want to be like a speaker or a teacher or an author. What would you say to that person also if they're, you know, they're just afraid to fail? Sometimes we do have those fears and it's like, I don't want to fail. And so I don't know that I want to do it. So people sometimes play it safe.
Oh my gosh, that is so good that you're sharing that, because right now I was telling you that this morning my dog passed away. I had to put him to sleep because he's older. And I told my brother, like, I don't want any pets anymore. Like, and then he told me, Joanna, don't say that. Like, if you never had pets, you would never experience love. And that's, I'm just bad. Like, oh my gosh, it's so true. Yes. So it's either you decide to become like Frozen, not the movie, but like just Frozen with your heart and like not do anything, not experience anything. Right. And then, or you do it. Like, I get rejected all the time. I get looked at all the time, but I have like this confidence that God gives me that I can do it. And I'm just like, oh, brush it off. You know, I'm fabulous. You know, so like, and it's not about being conceited, just being confident. So you know that maybe you're not, your designs are not going to be for everyone, that everyone's going to like you, but you're going to find the niche. Like, my niche is that woman who's fabulous, who's not afraid to shine, who's like extra, and she wants to feel good. She feels confident. Because a woman who's not confident is going to feel like my dresses overpower her. But a woman who feels great about herself or wants to feel that way, she's going to want to wear a cloudy dress to make her feel fabulous. You know?
I
want to
wear a cloudy dress.
Yes. Like, I already told you. Special person. So I design evening gowns and bridal and party dresses. So now that I'm here in Beverly Hills, I want to start doing more cocktail dresses.
Okay.
Like everyday dresses. Mm-hmm. This way, like, women are able to wear them. Because I know not everyone has a gala to go to, a gala or wedding to go to. Yeah, but I'm really excited what the future holds. Yeah, so going back to your question, I think definitely just do it.
Yes, just do it. Is there anything that you would like to leave with our... Well, actually, let me jump to one thing before we wrap it up, because you actually got a really huge break on Fashion Star.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us a little bit about what that was all about.
Yeah, so in 2013, I was on the show Fashion Star. Mm-hmm. I was in 145 countries. I was mentored by Nicole Richie, Jessica Simpson, John Varvatos. I remember my friend Ernesto told me, oh my gosh, Joanna, you'd be so great for this show. And I was like, oh, I wouldn't want to be in reality shows. That's drama, because my life is very peaceful. and then he's like, no, it's not drama. You get to sell your collection to Saks, Macy's, and Express, or on The Nation, and you get to win prizes and all these things. And I'm like, okay, this sounds good. Mm-hmm. So I was in China at the time. Then I went to San Francisco.
Wow.
And when I remember going there, I literally had no time to do my application. So I did it. I didn't sleep all night. And then I got there and I was like dying. And I was, at the time, I was dressed like Lady Gaga because I was really into her.
Yeah.
So I was dressed crazy. And I remember I couldn't find a taxi. So I ended up getting like a town car to like drop me off. So people thought I was like someone
already
like
arrived.
Diva. Yeah. They were like, oh my gosh, the reporters came to me like asking me questions. And I was working for another company. So I was like, do not ask me questions. My company can't know I'm here, you know? And I was like a total celebrity without wanting to be one. It was funny. I was trying to hide from the camera. But the point of the story is that when I got there, I saw all the other designers, and I'm like, I don't think I'll be in the show because these people are very beautiful. Like, they're, like, model-looking. Mm. This girl's, like, designing bikinis with a six-pack, and I'm like, that's not me. I'm, like, a size 16. So so then I don't know where I stand in line. I have my little portfolio and my dresses, and I'm like, whatever, I'll just give it a try. They gave you 3 minutes to talk, and it was literally, like, the Holocaust in there because it was dark, and it was, like, tables, and all the designers were there. And I remember God just gives me favor. As soon as I started speaking, all the producers came to me. They hurled around me. They started me asking more questions.
There you go.
And I was dressed like, I was being myself.
Yeah.
I was just myself.
Woo,
and
I love
was
just, that.
And I made it to the show, and they only chose 11 designers around the nation, and they cast it all over the country.
Very
so
cool.
It's one of my most proudest moments, and I won. I sold to all the department stores. I won.
Wow.
Yeah, and I also won the Fiat Design Challenge, so I got a special edition Gucci Fiat, and literally
Girl. My
car is parked outside, so it's real, and now it's a collectible, so hopefully I have it for the rest of my life.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is years later, but congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so happy. Everything I put my mind into just happened, you know? And I just wanted to tell people, like, if you believe, you'll get it. Like, God says, seek and you shall find, you know? And knocking the door will be open.
Yeah.
So I think we definitely, like, I open door, like, at least doors are open because I work, now that I'm, like, here, I'm, like, I worked a lot. I can't give up now. Because what seems to happen in my life is that I get tired. So I'm like running and running, and I'm about to make it to the most successful moment in my life, and I quit. You know, like in that competition, I was in a point where I wasn't as confident as now, and I was winning every episode, but there was a time where I was just like, this is not for me.
Wow.
Like, I quit, you know? But I didn't quit the thing, but my mentally.
Yes.
And now I'm learning, like, Joanna, you're almost there. Like, don't quit.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. And you know what? I really appreciate your, like, it's all inclusive. Mm-hmm. Like, you want this for everybody, and you realize that it may not be for everyone, but your heart is to include everybody.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
There's something very special, and that's very unique. Is there anything you would like to leave our reader, or not our readers, and our listeners, you know, you're featured in our love issue.
Yes. Let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. So, okay, let's talk about love. It's always good to talk about love because I don't get to talk about love in my other interviews.
Yeah.
You know, because yours is like faith-based, which that's why I love Fashion Magazine. Because the other ones are just about my career.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to talk about my personal life too, you know?
Yes, because you have one.
Yeah. So what should I talk about love?
That's well, okay. So have you ever had your heart broken?
Oh, girlfriend, just recently.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So I think, again, to that story of my brother and the dog, my dog, when my brother said, Joanna, you don't want to pet again, but then what? You don't want to experience love. You know, so that really resonated to my whole life.
Yeah.
Recently, I got dumped not only once, but twice by the same person. And I honestly feel like very peaceful. Like, I feel like that was meant to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad he did it because I couldn't do it myself. And and, you know, I gave him to God. And I'm like, God bless him. You know, he's a very handsome, talented man.
Yeah.
So, but the point is that I was like, I'm glad I experienced it because I was able to experience love, and I was able to know that, oh my gosh, my heart could love again.
Yeah.
Because I was in
so
a
good.
Very long relationship, like 7 years ago. So these past 7 years I've dated, but very like nothing has lasted, you know, a very long time. But getting to know this person for a couple years, it was really nice to experience that again.
Yeah.
So now I'm just excited. Honestly, after that experience, I'm kind of excited to just, like, fall in love with myself again.
Yeah.
And, like, do me.
That's important.
And, like, just you know, just praise God and do what I love and be passionate and just not. I feel like sometimes when you date the wrong people, you forget who you are.
Yes.
And you start, like, dumbing yourself down to meet their standards.
Yes.
And I don't want to do that anymore. I was like, I'm 33 years old.
Yes.
Like, I am Joanna Hernandez, like. You know, I built this for a long time. Like, I'm a woman who travels, who has a business, and I need to find someone who appreciates that and loves me. And I'm, you know, I'm a size 16 now. Like, you know, like, this is my dress size. So, like, I want a man who wants a girl who's, like, plus size, too.
Yes.
You know? Like, I need to really find, I think right now I need to fall in love with Jesus, and I feel very passionate about being here in Beverly Hills. And I think love will come.
Yes.
I trust God he'll bring the right person now.
Yes.
I feel like before I didn't.
Yeah.
Before I was trying to do it on my own.
Yeah.
So all the relationships weren't working because I was 14. I was like, what are we?
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, I shouldn't be asking that question in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have to ask. Well, this has been wonderful. We had some conversation before just even talking about what you just mentioned, like not settling. I think a lot of times women... A lot of women that I know are willing to settle, but it's like you have a pretty high bar.
And that's the part where it gets difficult, I think, because I think for me, like, I see other women and I'm like, okay, I see my parents too, and I'm just like, okay, like, I think you do need to settle, but like, not in the way where you're with someone you don't love.
Yes.
But I do think there's a point in your life maybe where you decide, okay, this is the person, this is what I'm going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I found that person. Obviously, I didn't, so I'm still single. But I think, also, you need to fall in love with the person's heart.
Yeah.
Because if you feel like you're going to, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I feel like there's no such thing as a perfect person. Everyone has flaws. Everyone has issues. So for me, like, I'm just ready. I have so much love right now to give.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the man I dated before wasn't perfect, but to me, he was.
Mm.
You know, to a person, it'll be like, oh my gosh, hot mess, you know, run. But I was like, no, to me, it was. So, like, I think there's an imperfect person for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
because we're all imperfect.
Yeah. So, I think, yeah, I don't want to, I think, like, for me, it's so important to have a man of God.
Yes.
And I don't know why I attract guys that are not Christian that much. I mean, they're Christian, but, like, not on fire for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always thinking, like, God, what are you trying to do? But now I'm just going to trust him because
yes.
I feel like when I read the Bible, everyone that he's worked on has been flawed people, has been people that are hot mess.
Yes.
You know, and then, I mean, I'm a hot mess too. So how am I expecting someone that's like perfect and godly when I need to work on myself to become that person that I want to date? So I'm learning a lot. And I feel like this year I definitely have humbled myself. And I think it's important to get dumped because it humbles you and it teaches you to like what you want and what you don't want.
Yeah.
And it's so good for your heart to be broken because then you won't appreciate love. I think. I'm just saying. Because I feel like before when my heart wasn't broken, like I was such a diva. I was like, oh, my world is so beautiful and perfect. And then when I got dumped, I was like, oh my gosh, like this hurts. Like I didn't know. And it's like a disease where it's not even a disease. It's like you feel sick, but it's in the heart. So you can go to the doctor and fix it. It's like only Jesus could fix it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, I know it sounds funny, but it's actually a good thing to get your heart broken for sure.
Learning for sure. We all learn from, you know, the failures, whether it's a relationship or, you know, anything in business or, you know, anything else. So is there anything else that you would want to leave with our listeners before we bid adieu?
I think just talking about now back to business is that the only way for us to grow is to support small business owners. So like I'm a small business owner. So like it's great to like, you know, to share photos and everything and like us on social media. But come shop with us.
Yes.
Come get, you know, your wedding dress with Glaudy.
Yes.
Your quinceañera dress, your prom dress, an evening gown, a cocktail dress, any kind of special
dress. Or like this dress you're wearing.
Yeah. So like.
Gorgeous.
It's just really important to support small businesses because without all of you, we can't survive. Mm-hmm. And I think thanks to everyone, I've been able to open my second store.
Mm-hmm.
But that continues. And I know that a lot of people are proud of me because I'm opening, like, I'm Beverly Hills, you know, and I came from small beginnings. And I think I can't continue doing this without the support of everyone to come shop with us. And,
that's so good.
And love our dresses. And remember that we make them to all sizes. So
yes.
It's we're here for everyone.
Okay. And tell us where can we find you online? You are GlaudyCollection.com?
Online you can find me at GlaudyCollection.com.
Okay.
On Instagram at Glaudy by Joanna Hernandez and at Glaudy Bridal. And then I have a ministry. It's called Goddess Fab on Instagram.
Love that.
Yeah, so I just like share how to empower yourself through Jesus.
Yes, girl, I'm all about it.
and yeah, you can just follow me there and I'll follow you guys back.
Yes. Well, we will follow you.
Follow.
And we follow you because you follow Jesus.
Yes. Thank you. And then I always put God first in everything so you'll see that it's very refreshing. Yeah. And I don't see designers doing that. So for me, I'm just like, Jesus, I'm here for you. I'm like your number one cheerleader.
Yeah. And that's how we feel even about the magazine. I tell the team we're different. You know, we're not Vogue. We're not in style. But we have something different to give.
I haven't seen a magazine like yours.
And it's the light. He's the light.
Yeah. So I'm so proud to be on the cover.
Oh my goodness. We're so excited.
When you told me, I was like, I don't care if I'm depressed today I'm not depressed, but you know my little dog situation.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go do this because it's for God. And God's trying to show me something. And through the photo shoot,
thank you.
It was just beautiful. And I felt, I told you, I forgot I was beautiful because I was working. So when she showed me the photos, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so pretty.
You are beautiful, girl. Okay, tell us one, I keep saying one more thing. Any statement you'd like to say about life? And then we'll wrap it up with that.
Just fall in love with Jesus, put him first, and he'll put you first in everything.
Wonderful. Well, everyone, you heard it yourself from Joanna Hernandez of Glaudy. We're so glad. It's an honor to be here with her today. Joanna, thank you for being with us on the show.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And for the interview with our magazine. We are in love with your work, but more than that, we're in love with you.
Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was a hug, by the way.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.